welcome to Golf Talk Live. This award-winning weekly radio program provides you with all the information you need about private and public golf courses, special features, and interviews with the men and women, both players and executives, who impact golf across the tri-state region and the country. And now, here are your hosts, Alan DePew and Tony Leodora.
Greetings, fans of golf. Alan DePew, and welcome to Golf Talk Live. We are recording a Friday night happy hour edition in the Tun Tavern at the Sheraton Convention Hotel. I am joined, as always, by our producer, Eddie Chiesa, and Walt Cooper, keeping us on the air back in the studio. And, whoa, usually Eddie's to my left, but that seat is taken by the man, the myth, the legend, Tony Leodora.
That's right. I couldn't possibly miss. Thank you, fans. Thank you. I couldn't possibly miss a show from Atlantic City. I love coming up and spending a little time and spending the time with the most gracious host in all of Atlantic City.
Without question.
She is the sales manager for the Sheraton Atlantic City, Carla Koch. Welcome back, friend.
No, welcome to you two. It is so nice to see a friendly face instead of a Zoom call or a Skype. Oh, so good to see people in person, but welcome.
Yeah, Carla, we have done this for so many years, and there was quite a time this year that I didn't think this was going to happen. I'm so happy to be sitting across from you, too. Socially distanced, as we are,
yep,
in the Tun Tavern, one of my favorite spots, watering holes in Atlantic City. And it's been a different year, but you and the Sheraton have hung in there.
We have. We're still standing, and Atlantic City's still standing. So, I mean, it's been a unique, I'll put it that way, but we had a great summer despite what was going on. I think as people got comfortable traveling, and because Atlantic City has so many outdoor options to offer, we actually did very well. We ran in the high 70s for July and August. And
talking about occupancy numbers, yeah, folks, that means how many rooms were filled.
Yeah.
You gave me that number, and I was shocked.
Yeah. It was a hot summer, and we had a great start and got used to the social distancing real quick. So we're ready and for everybody to come back as things start to get back to somewhat of a normal.
The one thing that's not back yet is the convention center across the street with the with all of the conventions and big meetings. And that's, you know, that is a lifeblood of a hotel like the Sheraton Convention Center, as sometimes called it here. And those things have got to get back and get started pretty soon. And we were just talking a little bit earlier with our guest who's going to be on a little later in the show, one of our sponsors, Frank Carroll from Greenkeepers, about the PGA merchandise show in January in Orlando. How many people are going to feel comfortable going to that, you know, where you have 20,000 people a day walking around that convention center? So we're going to have to see how that works. But hopefully some conventions start here first and get people a little bit more comfortable with that.
And we do have a lot of our existing clients that have already been talking to us through this whole thing of, you know, how do we make it work next year? Are we part virtual? Are we part, you know, regional? What are we going to do? And, you know, talking about doing exhibitor platforms differently in pods instead of up and down like we normally do. So it's actually created some great conversations, and I think you'll see the convention world come out of this stronger as we start to ramp back up and get back into traveling and trying to, you know, really do what we do, which we all know face-to-face is what makes it the seals the deal as much as we do online.
So, folks, let me just kind of set the stage. We are, as I mentioned in the intro, in the Tun Tavern. We still have a nice little crowd in here. We're watching golf. U.S. Open golf is on.
Yeah, you're hearing us, folks, on a Saturday, but we did happy hour here at the Tun Tavern on Friday night because I love happy hour. What can I tell you?
We all love happy hour.
And this is, it's a great circular bar. Yep. Got big screen TVs, amazing food. This is a happening little place.
It is. And, you know, when we do have our golf outings and our parties come in here, it's a great option for the guys and girls who wouldn't want to, you know, after a round of golf, come down here and have a nice beer to relax and then go up to your room. And the families can go shopping in Atlantic City or to all the other tourist destinations we have here.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the Tun Tavern later on in the show. We're going to have Hugo Nada, the manager here, with Carla, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the new things on the menu, those kind of things, and also how it's situated so conveniently, not only to the golf courses in the area, but to the shopping and the casinos. But right now, speaking of the U.S. Open, we better take a moment to look at our Pro Golf Report.
Is the U.S. Open going on?
Pro Golf Report brought to us, as always, by our good friends at Kutztown Auto and its sister store, Turnpike Chevrolet in Morgantown, Pennsylvania. We have fall in the air, as you can feel, but the deals at Kutztown Auto and also Turnpike Chevrolet are still as hot as summertime. They've got employee pricing on all models except the GMC Sierra at the Buick GMC store in Kutztown, and at Turnpike Chevrolet, save up to 15% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. So go to KutztownCars.com and TurnpikeChevy.com. As always, they are both closer than you think. All right. There is other golf going on, Alan.
The ladies are out at the Cambia Portland Classic. And it looks like the seniors this week, they're playing another iconic golf course there, Tony, as they're at the Pure Insurance Championship being held at
Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach.
With the kids. Junior golfers playing along with the old guys.
That's great. That's great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, and one other thing I want to mention this week, the Philadelphia Section PGA had its inaugural Philadelphia Players Championship on a great golf course, look away. Just an absolutely great golf course. Congrats to Michael Tobiasen, who won it. And I'm going to give a little personal congrats to my buddy, John Cooper, head golf professional, Green Valley Country Club, who had a hole-in-one during it. How about that?
Way to go, Coop. I did see that. Good job.
Way to go, Coop.
But there's this other thing going on up in Westchester, Tony. You know anything about this?
Yeah, the U.S. Open, and they got awfully comfortable after a first round when 20 players shot par or better, which is unheard of in the U.S. Open. And I just kept saying, just wait.
Yeah, no doubt. And we've got a great segment from Inside the Ropes coming up in the show. But honestly, here's my opinion. I'm reading all kinds of things. I'm seeing all kinds of pictures. The U.S. Open is always a difficult, challenging test to golf. But there are pictures online where they're sinking cans, Arnold Palmer cans, in the rough, and you can't see them. And Tiger yesterday, not to focus on T. Woods, but he literally hit two shots about 3 inches off the fairway and could not barely advance the ball. Wingfoot is playing tough.
Yeah. Speaking of Tiger Woods, by the way, Tiger Woods, who will not be around for the weekend, unfortunately. Yeah. But, a rough week for him. And other guys like Phil Mickelson. There's some guys who are not making the cut. But we're seeing everybody back up on the second day.
Right.
After Justin Thomas rocked the place by shooting 500 par, the lowest score in a, you know, at Wingfoot ever in an open championship. And then turn around with everybody backing up, and including Justin, who is just, you know, had an awful second round, and it's going to be pretty tough. I think the scores will be even higher as the winds continue to pick up. I mean, we're seeing winds all weekend long. I'm going to say Murphy's Law. This weekend I have sponsors down in Atlantic City, and I'm going to stay here. We're going to watch some U.S. Open and play golf, and the winds are going to be like 25 miles an hour. They're going to say, what are you trying to torture us?
Tony, looking at the forecast, I had said 3-under was going to be leader in the house on Friday. At this juncture, DeChambeau is at 3-under. Patrick Reed's fighting to stay a little bit ahead of him. But that's a decent score. I'd like to say I nailed the number, but I think it's only going to go higher as Saturday and Sunday as this gets tougher and tougher.
Yeah. I'm going to bring Carla Koch back in here, our sales manager from the Sheraton. As a golf fan, in the U.S. Opens, do you like to see the best players in the world tortured, or would you rather see them making birdies?
Oh, obviously, you got to have them tortured. Make them work for it.
So. Folks, this was one time where I really, really regretted that we had radio and as opposed to television, because you had to see that twinkle in the eye of Carla as she was about to give that answer, and the actual devil inside of her pop out of those eyes. I saw a little bit of enjoyment in that, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? But it's always good to root for the underdog. I mean, because in some cases, it just depends. You do see some people come out and shine, you know, at the end.
We have seen that. We have seen that in U.S. Opens in the past, right? Alan, who was this guy that won?
Absolutely. And, you know, what was remarkable in the first round, you mentioned it earlier, is the number of amateurs that were up on top of them. I think there was two amateurs in the top 10 I saw after round one. They've kind of fallen off the board in round two, but kudos to them.
I chalk that up to they didn't know any better.
Yeah.
So they were out there just saying, oh, this is, you know, not that tough. And then after 2 days, it was like, oh, my gosh, what did I get into here? So that we've seen that before.
I've seen that. I've lived that, Tony.
All right, folks. That is our Pro Golf Report for this week. As always, brought to you by our good friends at Kutztown Auto and their sister store, Turnpike Chevrolet in Morgantown, Pennsylvania. Check them out, kutztowncars.com, turnpikechevy.com. And remember, they are always closer than you think. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got sort of a very cool double interview segment, started off by Alan talking to one of the caddies on the PGA Tour, huh?
Looking forward to it. Kyle's a great guy. Lent us some time. Kyle Peters to show us the inside the ropes.
All right, folks, stick with us, and we'll show you once again why Golf Talk Live is the number one golf radio show in America.
You only have one opportunity to sell your golf property. Shouldn't you partner with an expert that offers you 30-plus years of golf industry experience combined with the reach of a global leader in real estate? Colliers International Golf Brokerage and Advisory Services understands your unique business needs. Whether it is brokerage, management, and consulting, be reassured that the market leader in the business of golf is providing you the real answers and practical solutions you deserve. Contact Golf Talk Live co-host and Colliers Golf Advisory Services member Alan DePew today at 717-554-8519. That's 717-554-8519.
Hi, I'm Lexi Thompson on Golf Talk Live Network.
And we are back on Golf Talk Live. Alan DePew, and I am pleased to say we are joined once again by Kyle Peters, touring professional caddy for Corey Connors. And it was our guest at PGA Harding Park where he almost nailed the winning score the last time we spoke. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
So the inevitable question is, how is Wingfoot?
It's all the horror stories that you've heard are true. It's really tough. The rough is super, super thick. And it's a golf course where you kind of want to bring the fairway bunkers into play because those are a lot easier to hit out of than the rough. Like I'd say the rough is about a half a shot penalty and the fairway bunkers are like a quarter shot penalty. So you'd rather be in the fairway bunkers. So it's almost better just to bring those into play. Right now it's early in the week, so it's kind of hard to tell with the greens because they're still really soft, but they have the sub-air system here. So I imagine by Sunday it's going to be a totally different golf course and it's going to be close to impossible. So, yeah, it's looking tough.
That is crazy. I've seen some pictures that people are sharing online where they've sat actually the tall Arnold Palmer 20-ounce bottles in the rough, and you can only see the top of the can. So I can only imagine trying to hit out of that.
Yeah, and it's different. Like, the rough is probably, I guess, 5 to 6 inches deep, but the ball kind of sits right in the middle of it. So it's kind of tough to get any sort of good contact with it. The second cut right off to the fairway, that's probably only, I would guess, about 2 to 3 inches thick, but the ball just goes straight to the bottom of that, and it's really sticky rough. So it's tough stuff to hit out of.
As I mentioned, you joined us prior to the PGA Championship at Harding Park, and we joked before hopping on that you almost nailed the number. Got any predictions for this week?
Yeah, the main question I've been asked is, what's the winning score going to be? And like I said, it's tough to tell right now with how soft the greens are. You know, you kind of got to use your imagination to think about how firm it's going to be. But I'm going to guess 2 over. And as far as, like, the cut on Friday, I was just thinking about this. I think the cut number is probably going to be 6 over. That's what I'm thinking, 6-7 over.
That
really, really high score.
That is crazy.
I do think, like, you know, rounds 1 and 2, there's probably going to be some scores under par. But, yeah, by Saturday and Sunday, the golf course, I think it's going to be pretty close to impossible if they firm up the greens like I am thinking they will.
So the guys at the USGA are going to get their wishes, and they're going to be able to have a test of golf for the touring professionals. How's Corey looking going into this week?
He's looking well. I think we talked about this last time. He's one of the best ball strikers on tour, so he's got that going for him. He's made a few changes to his putting stroke and worked on a few things in that part of his game on the 2 off weeks that we had on our off season, I guess you would call it. he's looking good. As long as if he hits the ball like he normally does, I think it's a great week for us.
That should be good. We'll look forward to watching that. So what's the one thing that the average guy or gal sitting at home, when they're watching the Open this week, what's the one thing they're not going to be able to appreciate versus the regular round? Obviously the rough, but I mean,
I'd say the undulations in the greens. You'll see on TV, they're probably not going to show number one very much, but that green is super, super undulating, and there's almost not even a hole location that they're going to be able to put it on with how fast the greens are going to be. And sorry, the other one was there's another hole 15 and number 18. Those are two really crazy greens with tons of undulation, and they'll put the greens in some tricky spots where you might be able to see it on TV where guys are going to be, you know, playing the ball 20 feet away from the hole and letting it break all the way down to the hole. There'll be some crazy putts on those 1, 15, and 18. Those are some crazy greens.
I'm looking forward to it. Really excited. I can only imagine how fast they're going to get these things, being able to have an Open in the fall. And as I said to you before, we appreciate you being our man inside the rope, so to speak, to give us some insight. I'm sure all the fans of Golf Talk Live appreciate it as well.
Yeah, you got it. No problem.
I'll let you get back to work. Kyle Peters, caddy for Corey Connors, and his insight on the upcoming U.S. Open. Appreciate it once again. You are listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
Well, folks, our extended U.S. Open coverage continues. Little behind-the-scenes stories, and I'm sure you've been watching this week. Coverage from Wingfoot. Greens that are like putting in a bathtub. They're so fast. It is an amazing, amazing green speed that the professionals have to contend with at most U.S. Opens, but most particularly this U.S. Open, the first U.S. Open played in the fall. Bent grass greens, they literally get faster at this time of year. And all I think is you better have a putter with a great feel in your hands to handle greens at this speed. And that's why I brought in Matt Stevens. He is a golf industry veteran, young golf industry veteran, general manager, course operator, a number of courses, but he is also the founder, the man who put together a putter that stopped me in my tracks at the 2018 PGA Merchandise Show. It's called the Pyramid Putter. It made one of Tony's top 10 products from that particular year, and they have exploded on the scene. Matt Stevens, founder of Pyramid Putters, thanks for being with us on Golf Talk Live.
Hey, Tony. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great to be with you too, Matt. Your product has taken off. And, you know, we can talk about it a lot. It has a very special pyramid grooves on the face that give a gear effect, but also give an amazing feel. How's that interpret to green speeds like we're seeing this week?
You know, these green speeds have been something else, and you hit it on the head earlier when you talked about having a putter with great feel. And that's something that we've really tried to focus in on the pyramid. The grooves, really give a lot of feedback and good feel, and also work towards being forgiving and really getting the ball to your intended target line. It's all about confidence and rolling the ball on those quick greens.
Yeah. As I said, I was immediately impressed with the pyramid putter when I first tried it a couple of years ago, and now it's taken off. When I see players at the U.S. Open level playing on greens this fast, and then adding the pressure of a U.S. Open championship, there's only one word that comes in my mind, and that's yip. The best way to overcome that, though, is to have confidence in a putter. And I know we talked about that a bit a couple of years ago when we first talked, that the pyramid putters sort of instill a bit of confidence into the hands of the player himself.
Right. Yeah. When we designed this putter, we tried to take a holistic effect and really address some of the main concerns that people have with their putters. And a lot of that is alignment. We added some different alignment grooves on the leading edge that help with that. We have an oversized parallel grip that helps with keeping, you know, firm wrists and won't break down your wrists and provide an easy smooth stroke there. And then also the grooves on the face help you when you hit it in the center, it gets the ball rolling on target sooner. And then if you miss it out on the heel or toe, they're going to provide a gear effect and bring that ball into your intended line.
All right, Matt, we're going to be back with you talking a lot more about pyramid putters, because pyramid putters will be our product of the month for the month of October. But I wanted to get a little advance with you right now during U.S. Open week, because people are going to be concentrating on this putter thing and they ought to put a little thought in their head about pyramid putters. Best way to find out more, your website?
Yeah, our website is pyramidputters.com.
All right, pyramidputters.com. Check them out. Check out Matt Stevens. We'll be back with you again more next month. Once again, Golf Talk Live on the cutting edge, just as Pyramid Putters is. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Tony.
And thank you, Matt and Tony. Alan DePue, Tony Leodora. We are back at the Tun Tavern doing a Friday night happy hour edition. We're going to take a brief step away to get a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
Join Golf Talk Live as they take the show on the road to Ireland. Six rounds of golf, six nights in Dublin, Portmarnock, Royal Dublin, Balltray Links, the K Club, the European Club, and Portmarnock Links. Go to Ireland with Golf Talk Live from September 25th to October 4th, 2021. Email Alan at golftalklive.net. That's A-L-L-E-N at golftalklive.net for more details.
In this rapidly changing real estate world, it is imperative you have the expert advice of a global leader. With over 15,000 offices worldwide, Colliers International offers you the solution to maximizing your property value. Relieve the stress of finding that perfect space, sourcing new tenants, or managing your assets. Colliers is a full-service real estate firm dedicated to providing solutions to your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling, accelerate success with Colliers International. Connect with a partner in your area today at colliers.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Tommy Lasorda. You're listening to Golf Talk Live.
And we are back at the Tun Tavern at the Sheridan Convention. It's our Friday night happy hour edition. Alan DePue enjoying some amazing food, adult beverage. Tony's out working the crowd. Well, Tony's back. Nope, Tony's back.
I am back. I was working the bartenders when I was working. The Tun Tavern. It's always fun little U.S. Open on TV, and folks, all I can tell you is you're in Atlantic City, you got to stop in there, and you've got to stop in and meet my man, Hugo Nada. He is the manager of the Tun Tavern. Nada, of course, in Spanish means nothing. In this case, it's there is nothing he won't do for you
on the
terms of hospitality when you come into Tun Tavern. Hugo, welcome to Golf Talk Live.
Nice to meet you guys. How are you doing?
Very good. It's great to see you, and it's always great to come into the Tun Tavern because, well, I've spent many, many, many nights in the Sheraton Hotel over the years, many hours at the bar here, and every single time I come, I get a good meal. I always look for something. You guys surprise me each time with something new on the menu. Today I tried your short rib quesadillas. Absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. You got another surprise for people when they come in now, something new?
Right now we have our scallops. It comes with a delicious crab meat on top, spinach, and our sautéed vegetables. They're very delicious.
Scallops, crab meat,
spinach
all together.
Sautéed in the crab meat sauce as well.
Yeah, wow, yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
There you go. There's something a little bit different. You're down the shore. You might as well get some seafood.
Yeah.
All right, Alan?
Well, I had the chicken of the sea. I mean, the real chicken, not the chicken of the sea. The chicken nachos are amazing. I think I ate the entire plate.
Well, I'll tell you right now, the Tun Tavern has been an institution in Atlantic City for years. It's attached to the Sheraton Hotel, right across the street from the Convention Center, also right across the street from the outlet shopping, you know, the biggest and busiest outlet shopping center in the country. They do more dollar business here than any place else, and when that place is packed on a weekend, it's unbelievable, and they can walk right up to the Tun Tavern. But it's also right down the street from the casinos. I mean, I walk from the hotel all the time down the casinos. Very convenient.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You're like 5 minutes away from the casinos.
You know, a lot of people think of the Tun Tavern as a brew pub. It's a sports bar. What they don't realize is, and I can attest to this, maybe some of the best steaks in all of Atlantic City right here in the Tun Tavern.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have our 22-ounce cowboy steak. It's a ribeye steak.
Yeah, the cowboy steak is a special one, and it's really really a favorite of the people who are in here.
Oh,
so it's important.
Yeah.
You know, I want to bring Carla Koch in here. She's our manager from the hotel, to talk a little bit about how the two work together, the Tun Tavern. So if you'll pass that over to her. Carla, welcome back.
Hello.
And tell us a little bit, if you can, about the association between the hotel and the Tun Tavern.
So Tun Tavern is our partner. The hotel, since Tun is under our roof, it's all in one, and we have a great partnership. So a lot of times, you know, it's either us reaching out to them or them reaching out to us. We support each other with our fundraisers and things like that as well, and it's just a great, it's a great teamwork effort here.
Well, one thing that I'm sure the Tun Tavern appreciates is you kept them busy this summertime because while other places weren't that busy, the Sheraton Hotel was busy this summer, and it still shocks me a little bit, but you said occupancy numbers in July and August were very high.
Yep, they were. And it was great that the Tun had their patios so that they could actually have it was almost like being in Florida, Tony, where the lights were going out on at night and there's people laughing outdoors and just having a good time. So we took advantage of the outdoor dinings in the summertime.
Well, Carla, I want to bring in one of our other guests here at the Tun Tavern to give a little bit more of a light on the business atmosphere. And, of course, our co-host Alan DePue knows well how Frank Carroll, as the owner of Greenskeepers, a company that is based in Northeast Philadelphia, makes golf accessories for every aspect of the golf game itself. Frank, welcome to Golf Talk Live.
Thank you.
Glad to see you stop in here. I know it was tough to pull you off of your patio on your home right on the bay in Ocean City, which is one of the great views. This place is the enormous dock right on the bay, right at first in the bay in Ocean City. So,
oh, thanks. Listen, it's always wonderful to be with you.
Yeah.
It's blowing about 40 out right now, so it's not too nice right now.
All right, so I wanted to bring Frank in because as part of the golf industry, and especially the equipment accessory end of it, Alan, we talked about this last week. The numbers came out from DataTech that blew me away. July set an all-time record dollars spent in equipment ever in America.
At $389 million in the month of July by Golf DataTech. Golf DataTech has been keeping these stats since 1997. So, folks, just to put that in perspective, that was back during the height of the Tiger boom. And this month, last month, July blew it away. That's crazy.
Frank, are you seeing that in terms of sales also with your accessory end of it?
Running 24 hours a day. I can't even use the expression on the radio, but yes, absolutely. And July is typically one of the two slower months for golf sales. Usually your golf sales are in the spring and the fall. But yes, absolutely. The golf accessory and equipment sales have been through the roof. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, you made a very good point when we were talking earlier that as you get later in the season, now here we're in September, you start to see flyers from the different stores saying, okay, end of the year sale. I'm not seeing any of them.
No, you would usually see, everybody remembers, you would usually see last year's model that was $399 or $499. You would see it sold at 50% off about this time of year because everybody's waiting for the newest model to come out. When's the last time you saw that flyer?
Yeah, I've not seen any. Have you, Alan?
Well, I can tell you, as a course operator, we're not discounting those items. I'm sure there'll come a time in the season that we'll do that. They're estimating 500,000 new junior golfers to the game as a result of COVID-19 and team sports being shut down and finding this as a safe social distancing alternative.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's been fabulous for golf. Golf needed it.
I mean, we don't want to diminish the social aspects and really the entire thing, but it's kind of funny in a sarcastic haha kind of way that golf has benefited to this degree out of this tragedy and this pandemic.
And you know something, I want to mention this because I talked about it in our Golf Talk Minute this week. Golf participation has benefited. How about golf viewership with the U.S. Open going on right now? Because guess what they're not watching right now? The NFL.
Right. They're not watching them. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Golf remains neutral.
Yeah. So they're going to take advantage of that. I think this weekend for sure, the U.S. Open ratings are going to be higher than they have in a long time. NFL ratings are in the tank. They're so far down, it's unbelievable. But then turn that around next week. How many times in your life did you say, oh, I was going to play on a Sunday, but I'm going to go watch the game or I want to watch the Eagles game? People aren't doing it. They're going to go out and play on a Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to see kids getting outside and playing.
Yeah, it really is.
Whether it's not riding a bike or whatever they're doing, it's nice to see the outdoor sports coming back.
Well, if they are playing, I hope they're teeing it up on a 4 yards more tee because even the little ones can get 4 yards more. Our good friends at Greenkeepers, as always, Frank, thanks for being with us and thanks for your support of Golf Talk Live over the years. Alan, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are in Atlantic City. But who's going to bring everybody else to Atlantic City? Well, none other than the Pied Piper himself, Gary Shea, the head of Golf and Gamble, the packaging company that can set you up for a great fall golf trip to Atlantic City. We'll have that for you right here, Alan.
On Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
You only have one opportunity to sell your golf property. Shouldn't you partner with an expert that offers you 30-plus years of golf industry experience combined with the reach of a global leader in real estate? Colliers International Golf Brokerage and Advisory Services understands your unique business needs. Whether it is brokerage, management, and consulting, be reassured that the market leader in the business of golf is providing you the real answers and practical solutions you deserve. Contact Golf Talk Live co-host and Colliers Golf Advisory Services member Alan DePew today at 717-554-8519. That's 717-554-8519.
Now back to Golf Talk Live.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Gary Player.
You're listening to Golf Talk Live.
And we are back. Back at the Tun Tavern Restaurant in the Sheraton Convention Center in Atlantic City. And I am partially choking on an amazing tasting nacho here.
we caught a mid nacho in the middle of his sentence there.
Adult beverage, delicious nachos, Tony Leodora back in town. You can't ask for a better day for me.
No, it's a lot of fun being back in Atlantic City, and this has been a second home for me for so many years. Love it. Love staying at the Sheraton Convention Center and love visiting every year, a couple times at least, with our good friend Gary Shea. He is the main guy for Golf & Gamble, a packaging company that brings players to Atlantic City and other places too. But since we're in Atlantic City, we'll talk about that. Gary, welcome back to Golf Talk Live.
Well, before we get into that, I just have to tell you that I have a little bone to pick with the USGA.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I went up to Wingfoot. I carded a 237 for two rounds. Do you realize these people are telling me I didn't qualify for the weekend?
237 for two rounds.
I mean, since when is 120 a bad score? I mean, come on.
Yeah, there we go. Well, I would believe it, except there ain't no way they're letting you on Wingfoot. So, at any rate.
Actually, they had security guards
all around the whole
area
place.
Checking for me.
Yeah,
so.
There's no question.
No October surprise this year.
All right, Gary. We've been talking a lot about the business climate in Atlantic City and the country in general. Our good friend Carla Cox shocked me a little bit to say how busy the hotel was July and August. What are you finding in the packaging business? I know spring was a disaster. Is it coming back?
Well, I would just like to introduce two words into the conversation. Go local.
Go local.
That's all. And that seems to be the trend. And if it could last for another year, I'd be a very happy guy.
Yeah.
So, just...
You are very, very correct on that. And Alan and I, we've discussed this. We're actually going to, in a couple of weeks, doing an entire show all about drive to golf destinations, because I've been overrun by questions from golfers when we're shooting our sister show, The Traveling Golfer. When I've been out and about, people stop me and say, where can I go and play? We're playing. Where else can I drive to?
It's funny how, like, people are kind of rediscovering it.
Yeah.
In this area. I've had more calls in the fall, and luckily the fall has rebounded nicely in all over the Northeast, including Atlantic City. So I had a lot of calls about it, and, you know, people don't want to get on planes. It's that simple.
Yeah, so you know? As you're talking to the guy who just got off one. But
yeah,
anyway.
There you go.
But, you know, Gary, you, myself, Alan, we're all of the age that we remember the allure when we were kids of the road trip.
Yeah, getting the car,
family
everybody
station
in the
wagon.
Car, yeah.
Wow, we loved that. That was the greatest vacation.
Yeah.
We got to torture our parents, you know. How many times did they say, don't make me stop this car, which meant you were going to get killed. But,
well, that's nice that you took your parents with you.
Tony, I don't know about you, but mine resembled the Griswolds' vacation.
I'll bet. Well, Gary, these road trips have become so popular, and players are just taking off everywhere, and they're just looking for a place to drive to. I've said this for years. Without reservation, the greatest spot in America for a fall golf trip, October into November, the Atlantic City, South Jersey area.
Exactly. I mean, first of all, it goes all the way into November. Basically, you're still going to get mild weather into November. There's still plenty going on in Atlantic City at the time. And where some of the other Northeast destinations kind of quiet down a little bit, you know, there's still stuff going on here. There's things for people to do at night. There's, and I mean, first of all, if you can't keep yourself busy in a casino. and if I will add right now, in particular, the pricing is just very, very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As far as staying in Atlantic City, pricing is very, very good right now.
Yeah. Well, what I've always pointed to is the fact that the golf is the top quality. I mean, the golf in this area, South Jersey, is really phenomenal golf. Even all the way up to that course on the northern edge called Eagle Ridge.
Great course.
I was going to work in a shameless plug for Eagle Ridge because Gary Shea loves to book Eagle Ridge. It has nothing to do with the fact that he shows up with donuts every time that he books a group there. But I do like seeing Gary book my golf course. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, listen. Eagle Ridge was so good that they actually had to add another 9 holes to it. That's pretty much it. But it's a terrific course, and what's really nice about it, if you're coming out of Long Island, if you're coming down from upstate or whatever, it cuts your drive down, and even though you still have another hour or so to get back to Atlantic City, you don't care after you play golf. What you care about is not getting out of a car after 4 hours and trying to play golf.
The only thing I would recommend is the transfusions at our hut. Limit yourself to one.
There you go.
they're large. Well, you know, we are sitting in the Tun Tavern, so that brings up the other part is, aside from the great golf, the accommodations, the great weather in the fall, when you're all done, you're going to be able to get the best meal in the Atlantic City area that you're going to get of any of the golf destinations, as opposed to some of the places where really the food's pretty shaky. I mean, we're talking about world-class
top-notch dining. Yeah. Top-notch dining in Atlantic City, absolutely. Yeah.
And that makes it, you know, you're going to have a good experience. It's all about the golf experience.
Yeah.
So, All right, so the best way to book a fall golf trip to Atlantic City with Golf and Gamble, number one, and the best way is?
Oh, the best way is to visit our website, www.golfandgamble.com. It features all of our Northeast destinations on it. Pick one. Fill out a request, and we'll get back to you like that.
All right, folks. Mm. I recommend it. Alan, I'm sure you recommend it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, this has been a great show from Atlantic City. Worth the trip for me from Florida up north for this, but I'm going to stay around for the rest of the week because we've got some of our sponsors and friends coming in for a few days of golf. And hey, I practice what I preach. I said great golf in the fall in Atlantic City area. That's exactly what I'm doing for the rest
of the week. You're going to put it to the test, aren't you?
I absolutely am. And then next week, you're going to take us back into New Jersey again.
We are going to a first-time location for Golf Talk Live, Harker's Hollow, up near Phillipsburg. They recently were sold, and the new ownership is doing an amazing job revitalizing that property.
Yeah, that is great. I've heard about Harker's Hollow for a lot of years. They used to have a big tournament there.
Big invitation,
amateurs,
sure.
Yeah, played in. And so I'm going to be real interested to hear what you're saying. I'm going to be hearing it from elsewhere because, as I said, I've got some obligations with sponsors. We're going to be taking them around and playing some golf and doing some other things this week. But that's what this trip is all about up here. So we want to say a special thank you to Carla Koch, Hugo Nada at the Tun Tavern, Eddie Caiazzo for all his work here, Walt Cooper in the studio, and all of our guests who came out this week. Alan, take us out.
You can find us on our new podcast channels. Check us out at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, and Eddie Caiazzo's personal favorite, Spotify. We are growing in popularity there. There's going to be some new personalities, new segments on the podcast. You can also find us on social media, Facebook at Golf Talk Live, Twitter at TL Golf Talk Live, and Instagram, where we won some special contests, also Golf Talk Live. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, podcast, please check us out there. You are listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
Sponsored by Norris Sales Company, the one-stop shop for all of your contractors' equipment rentals, sales tools, and safety supplies for your project. Visit them at norrissales.com. And in part by Black Cat Cigar Company, world famous and available at Germantown Pike in East Narton. And by Kutztown Auto, Eastern Pennsylvania's Cadillac, Buick, and GMC dealer. Mainland Golf Club and Bella Vista Golf Club, Montgomery County's complete golf experience. By Destination Montco Golf, promoting the game in Pennsylvania's golf capital. By Antigua, the official apparel company of Golf Talk Live. The Sheraton Atlantic City, the perfect hotel for business or fun. by Ravensclaw Golf Club, Montgomery County's top-ranked daily fee course, hosting the business leaders of the golf world for the 30th International Network of Golf Spring Conference. And by Westover Country Club, 50 years and still your golf and event leader.